This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. It's the 30th of April, 2010, and today I'm joined on the line by Helen Skopas, a journalist with Athens International Radio, 104.4 FM in Athens, Greece. Helen Skopas, thank you very much for joining us today on the Corbett Report.
It's my pleasure, James. Thank you.
Well, it's very timely to have you on the program right now, as I'm sure you're aware, and I'm sure many of my listeners are aware as well. The Greek sovereign debt crisis continues to spiral out of control, with things seemingly getting worse and worse by the day, although today there has been a new rescue plan that is apparently being worked on by the European Commission, the IMF, and the European Central Bank, which will supposedly inject another €120 billion into the Greek economy. But we see the sovereign debt crisis starting to spill over into other countries like Spain and Portugal now, and we see really an unraveling of the European monetary zone and some very troubling signs for the world economy in general. But we also are getting reports of increased disturbances on the streets of Athens and more demonstrations and things happening in Greece as the people start to feel the effects of the IMF bailout, which is obviously going to come with some severe austerity measures. So Helen Skopas, what can you tell us about what people are feeling on the streets there and what the general sentiment among the Greek people is right now?
Well, first of all, the past few days, Greece has felt like, the people of Greece have felt like they're under attack. They feel as if their economy is being attacked and there's nothing they can do about it. The people are angry. The people are, they feel that it's unfair that they should be called upon to pay for this, let's say, deficit and debt that the country has. They are, the unions and the citizens have taken to the streets already. There's a lot of strike action planned for this week. Tomorrow, or let's say Saturday, May the 1st, is Labor Day. Something like Labor Day here in Greece, and there is strike action planned. On Wednesday, May the 5th, we have a nationwide general strike. These strikes are usually called by the trade unions and the political affiliated unions, so everyone more or less is going to be on strike on Wednesday. And on Sunday, May 9th, we have a first for Greece. We have a citizens' sit-in protest. There are no people's movements here in Greece yet, at least. And this is the first time that I've seen a citizens' protest being scheduled to take place in the center of Athens. And it's a sit-in, and everybody is pretty curious to see how that's going to turn out. Now, the reason why we took this initiative for the citizens' protest is that usually, strikes here in Greece are conducted under the umbrella of the unions or the political parties, and there are a lot of citizens that do not want to take part in them because they feel as if they are to blame for the situation that Greece finds itself in today. So this is why we are all very curious to see what is going to happen on Sunday, May the 9th.
That is actually very exciting news, and I think it is important to have citizen protests as opposed to ones that are led by political parties or unions. So tell us a little bit more about the details of that protest.
It's going to take place in Syntagma Square. Syntagma is a Greek word for constitution. It's in the center of Athens. It's right outside the parliament building. And what the announcement is saying is that IMF involvement in Greece has to be ratified by Parliament, and this is something they have not done yet, and it's unclear whether the government intends to pass this accord or agreement through Parliament. According to the Greek Constitution, any agreement that deals with giving up some kind of sovereignty has to be voted on in Parliament, and three-fifths of the members of Parliament have to vote in favor of it, in favor of this agreement or accord. So this is the main concept behind this protest. Of course, there are other issues there, like they feel as if their country has been sold out, They disagree to the austerity measures. They feel as if, like I mentioned earlier, they shouldn't have to pay for this. It's not the people's fault. And they don't really understand why there's IMF involvement in a European country.
Well, absolutely. The IMF, obviously, often seen as an arm of American foreign policy and financial policy around the world. So that to have that operating in the European Union is an extremely large event. And we see some parallels between the situation in Greece and the situation in Iceland, with the people there also beginning a spontaneous citizens movement against the austerity measures that were being proposed by the government and really the citizens taking over the government there. And I know you've talked to Birgitta Jónsdóttir of the People's Movement in Iceland. So what can you say about the possibility of such a movement obtaining a similar goal in Greece?
I think it's quite probable. And as a matter of fact, I spoke with Birgitta about this, especially about the protest. And I would like to say that Iceland, and other European countries, I think Spain and Portugal, I'm not completely sure which countries will participate, but from up to now, it's Iceland for sure, Spain, Portugal, Germany has said they would participate, and France. Now, I don't know about other European countries. They will be protesting on the same day, at the same time, in solidarity with the Greek people. Now, as far as the people's movement in Greece is concerned, I think it's quite probable. Most citizens are completely fed up with the politicians. They feel as if they are corrupt. It's a corrupt political system. And this is what has brought them to this situation.
So what is the overall Greek sentiment towards the European Union in general? And what was it a popular move to become part of the European Monetary Zone? And what benefits or ills has it brought in the intervening years?
I would say that the majority of Greeks did want to be a part of the European Union and the Eurozone. We had the drachma before, which was part of Greek culture for thousands of years. The people lost when the drachma left and the euro was introduced into Greek society. Everything got much more expensive. Salaries were transformed from drachmas to euros, and there haven't been really a lot of increases on the job. There's always a financial problem here, it seems, as if there's always been a problem with this situation in Greece. Even though, I'd like to remind you, Greece had elections in October, and the two major parties, which is the Conservative New Democracy Party, it was ruling until October. The Prime Minister then, Kostas Karamanlis, was saying that the country needs austerity measures and we have to, at least for 2 years, impose some austerity measures so that we can get out of this debt and deficit that the country has. Whereas the leader of the Socialist PASOK party, who is now the Prime Minister of Greece, his campaign running up to the election was, there's plenty of money, and we're going to use that money to invest in green development, in a green economy. So, first of all, the people feel like they were misled from this government. Second of all, they feel as if they're not autonomous because of the euro. When you have the drachma or your own currency, you can devalue it, you can print, you know, as much money as you need or whatever. Whereas now, Greece is cornered and they really feel like they're being attacked. And the issue is today, if you check out the news, is that some people, some analysts, some experts are saying, is this 120 billion euro aid package enough to help Greece? So not only is this a question, but there's also the fear that this is going to create a domino effect and it's going to spread to Portugal, which we've seen signs already of the market being, quote-unquote, attacked there, and Spain.
In your work as a journalist for Athens International Radio, you've talked to a number of economic analysts from America and from around the world, including Max Kaiser and Alex Jones and Alan Watt and Gerald Celente, many other economic experts. What have you heard from them in terms of positive solutions or approaches that can be taken to this problem? Or is there really no hope at this other than just a mass citizens movement?
Well, Max Kaiser has said that he believes Greece should default. No pay movement. He thinks that Greece should join the no pay movement, just like it's going on in America. We should refuse to pay. He says that it's fraudulent debt anyway, so we're not obliged to pay it. Alex Jones more or less believes that the Greek people should fight back as most of the other people you have mentioned. They should resist and they should fight back. The issue here is that the media is passing the message that there's no other alternative, that this is the only solution so that Greece does not go bankrupt. And that is to turn to the IMF. And as you can understand, the IMF, because you have asked for a loan, the government has asked for IMF's help, they can impose more or less whatever they want, whatever measures they want, or else the country will not get the loan.
So you'd say there's a broad discrepancy between the international coverage of the Greek crisis and the local coverage?
No, because if you look at the news from the Financial Times, from the Wall Street Journal, all these major news outlets, you'll see that most of them are saying the same thing, that Greece has to turn to the aid package. Most of the mainstream media is saying this.
Well, that's right, and it certainly we need the alternative voices to get other opinions on this, and I do want to commend you for having done that so thoroughly on your program. So tell people a little bit more about the program that you do.
Well, it's a half hour, it's a news show. It covers current affairs stories, usually Greek local ones, but not only, the Balkans and the European Union. It's a little bit of everything. It's a magazine. We have like 10 minutes of current affair news, and then we pick the top stories of the day, and we try to expand on them, get experts to talk to us about it, whether it be from financial to culture, whatever we feel is the most important issue. It's on in Greece in the afternoon between 2 and 2:30, and Athens International Radio is the foreign language radio station for the municipality of Athens. It has news bulletins in 16 languages, and it's really making an effort to provide a service to the foreigners who live here.
And for people around the world who are interested in listening into that program, how can they get there via the internet?
Well, it's the address is www.air, which is A-I-R, 1044. FM, as in Frank and Mary, .gr.
Excellent. Well, Helen Skopas, this is a huge issue, and it's continuing to unfold, so I certainly hope we can have you on again in the future as things continue to develop. But there are any other thoughts that you'd like to leave the listeners with today about the situation in Greece right now?
That I'm afraid it's not going to stop here. This is what worries me the most.
So in terms of a domino effect on other countries?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we are seeing a lot of the indications of that in Spain and Portugal at the moment, and other people are pointing to the other so-called pigs countries, quite a degrading term, and we have to keep our eye on the situation and see what develops, but certainly we'll be taking a look at that May 9th protest. So certainly I hope people will go and check that out and find out more information about that. Helen Skopas, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for joining me today on the Corbett Report.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, James.